Welcome to a room with a couple of legends in here and one still working from home. Tim, how you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm like the man in the field, aren't I? Like, I'm where the action is.
You're our correspondent.
Hey, listen, Timmy, I think someone knocked off that case. I know you would have paid your debt and put it at the top of my driveway.
He's not allowed out of his house. He's not allowed out of his house to go and buy alcohol and deliver it to people, I believe.
Daylight. This is so typical of a Penrith fan, isn't it, really?
Oh, please. Come on, you battered Roosters. You can't even win this weekend, I reckon.
I've still got my social distance courage, Pete, so I'll be much nicer to you when I'm back at the office.
Look, you'll be back here soon enough.
All right, before we take it any further, let's have a listen to last week's carnage.
Last time on Lock It In.
I think the Broncos are going to defeat the Cronulla Sharks this week.
I'm locking in the Friday night game between arch rivals, the Chooks and the Bunnies. I reckon it's going to be the game of the week. It'll be the Roosters to win.
Today, we're going to take the Knights. There is a lot on this one, and currently sitting seventh the Knights, so another win would pretty much guarantee him a semi-finals berth.
I don't say it very often, but thank goodness for Pete. Was looking pretty ugly for a while there. And your Roosters, what was that all about, mate?
Yeah.
They got bashed up.
What do you say, mate? If you got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's what my mum always said to me.
All right, that makes perfect sense. Well, Pete, given you're the only victor from last week, you get to lead off, mate.
Well, look, I'm a bit discouraged because I had my tip I sat down and you told me I couldn't have it.
You can't have it because, and I'll tell you why, it's not even a first-grade Parramatta side. They have pulled everyone of consequence. What doesn't mean it's so easy to pick? Anyone, Blind Freddy knows Penrith are going to win. They're going to win big time as well. So you've got to put your cojones on the desk and lock it in.
And say someone like the Cronulla Sharks to beat the Storm.
Well, that would be big, yes.
It would be. But look, I'm going to go to tonight's game to get the pain out of the way and go the Raiders over the Chooks.
Oh, you took my one now. All right, okay. Well, I can't disagree with you, but I have a feeling Tim might. Tim, do you disagree with that at all?
Mate, I think, the Roosters played like absolute rubbish last week, but I don't think the Raiders are going to have them over them, mate. This will fire them up. So we'll lock off against you on this one, Pete.
All right, mate, you do that at your own peril.
So let me hear the words. You're locking in the Roosters against the Raiders.
Locking in the Roosters against the Raiders, but I'm not putting any beer on this piece.
And I'm not going double or nothing either.
All right, so just very quickly, working on the same theory that I wouldn't let you take Penrith over Parramatta.
You can't take Canberra.
No, I wasn't going to, but can I have St George over South Sydney?
St George over South Sydney? I still don't think St George could win.
I'm locking in St George if I'm allowed to have it.
You can have them, mate, because I tell you what, the Bunnies could put in, aside from Matraville at the moment, and just out of park footy who haven't played for 12 weeks, and they'll still beat them.
Have you read the paper recently?
Yeah, don't worry about it. The paper. Okay. The paper tells lies.
All right, well, I'm picking the Dragons. I've not done it all year. Had to wait until the final game. I was thinking about the Bulldogs against the Tigers.
I was going to say, you should be on the Doggies. 12 players gone.
I've got off those Dogs. They've been put down for me. So I'm locking in the Dragons. And we've got another lock-off between you two, but there's no alcohol this time.
No betting on this one. I'm not going double or nothing. I'm not that confident.
Sim?
No, I've already lost the bet, and I can't afford this. I think there's something funny going on here. I think Pete just knows a little too much sometimes. I'm on to you, Owen.
Jeez, know a little bit too much.
First time he's ever been accused of that, let me tell you.
Better believe it.
All right, well, we will reconvene again next week when we get ready to lock it in for the first round of the semi-finals. Thank you, gentlemen.
No dramas.
Thanks, boys.